Anarchy Fair in Our Schools by Corey Cadell. I was reading a recent post by Chad Alderman and Alderman on Education that touched on something I've been thinking about a lot, the rise of disorder in our schools. I've heard anecdotes for a while, but I first saw it clearly in data while working on a project about teacher working conditions. Since the pandemic, teachers report substantial declines in their working conditions along many dimensions. Most notably, they report a sharp increase in classroom disruptions. We are losing control of the learning environment, and that's a serious mistake. Alderman was thinking about the same thing in his recent post, where he opines on a different post by Noah Smith about the Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART system, in California. Bear with me for just a moment while I make the connection from Smith's post on BART to education. Smith describes how BART installed fare gates, after which crime and maintenance costs dropped sharply. As it turns out, a small number of riders were responsible for most of the disorder, and they weren't paying fares. Once the gates went up, order was restored. Smith's conclusion is simple and persuasive. You only have to restrain a very small number of people in order to maintain public order. He continues, progressives often argue against measures like fare gates, labeling them carceral and racist. This demonstrates a principle that I call anarchy fair, the idea that eliminating society's rules serves as a kind of welfare benefit for marginalized people. But in fact, most poor and marginalized people are just peace-loving people, and they are the chief victims of the tiny number of chaotic individuals who destroy the commons and make public spaces and public services unusable. I fear this is what is happening in our schools. I worry most about students who attend disadvantaged and low-performing schools, where data show that behavioral problems are more prevalent. Some educators, maybe mostly administrators, seem to believe that tolerating disruptive behavior is compassionate, but I think they're wrong. It does not prepare the misbehaving student to be a functional adult in a civil society, and more importantly, it disrupts learning for the majority of students who are not disruptive, robbing them of the opportunities afforded by a strong education. If we care about equity and opportunity, we must restore order through stronger, consistently enforced disciplinary policies in our public schools. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.